From the studios of VK Media and streamed over the Broadband Box Office Network, it's the Greater Jersey Buzz, covering Greater New Jersey and beyond. We bring you interviews with authors, athletes, musicians, poets, and singers, the movers and shakers of our time. And now, here's your hosts, Blue and Daisy.
Hello, folks. Boy, we're glad to be here this evening. Welcome to the show. Welcome to all our affiliates all over the world. As I am so pleased to be communicating with you. And you know, our words that we our traditional comments are peace and love. So we say that tonight and say it so sincerely with all our heart. Tonight we have such a special entertainer, a special guest, such a privileged entertainer in that she has achieved so many achievements in the world of music. And I have also with me my partner, my co-host, Daisy.
Your partner in crime.
My partner in crime. Say hello, Daisy, to the world.
Hello, world. Christina. Everyone knows Christina because you've been all over the place. You've been on a couple of morning shows, right?
I have.
I know you have.
I've been on CBS TV.
I've been Googling.
PBS television and so many things wonderful.
You name it. She's been there.
You know what else I found out today?
What?
That you also took part in a 30-second Domino's commercial.
I did. 30-second and 60 seconds.
I bet you
seconds.
Didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Okay,
I really
see?
Didn't know that.
See?
Well, it's in my bio there. It's feeding back. Does everyone hear me properly? I guess they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, that's never happened before. Pat,
no,
you know, it's feeding back.
It's kind of feeding back. Hello, everybody out there in the whole entire world.
World.
Isn't that incredible?
You know, I just can't wait to hear your music.
You know, it would be so much fun. We should actually, I wish we could do it and listen to the Domino's Pizza commercial because it's so much fun.
You know,
I have a 30-second version and a 60-second.
And I was like, that was like so creative.
It's creative. Right.
Bring that
have you been singing all your life?
You know,
all your life,
Lou. My mother had the most beautiful voice, and I sang as a little girl. I guess I was getting ready for this my whole entire life. I used to walk around. We lived on Long Island, and after I was born in Brooklyn, but then we moved to Long Island when I was three. And I used to walk around the whole house, the gardens, sing to the flowers, sing outside, sing. But I never expected to be a singer. So I should have taken a clue from when I was a kid, I think. And
this genre of music that you do, that's always been your main passion, or have you thought about venturing out on different, you know, lending your voice in different?
I have definitely thought of lending my voice in different
ways. I have an idea for you.
You
I
do?
I was talking to Pat. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I know that it would work. Because I was in the music business too, but you know, we're not going to talk about
that. Okay, Daisy, let's hear it.
No, okay. So this was my idea, right? And I think I was listening to your music online, and I thought, wouldn't it be great with your melodic operatic sound to mix that in with a contemporary rapper like Kendrick Lamar today? I say Kendrick Lamar because he's the most, his lyrics are like highly intelligent, deep.
Oh, well, that sounds good to me. You know, I have had...
That would be amazing. I almost have the song in my head, like what you would
well,
do
let's
in the
do
song.
It, Daisy, because I'll tell you something. I have been approached, so to speak, in the past, even by Grammy Award-winning rappers. I have a block about... I need my record label to like guide me or to like send me in there and or somebody to direct me, because someone even sent me some contemporary tracks and they said, oh, just make something up. Like they wanted me to do what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'll be honest, it's an idea waiting to happen. And there was a famous opera singer, I don't know how many years ago, 30, even 40 years ago. I don't know. I think the group was called Queen.
Oh, yes. Queen. That's my...
Yes.
I love that band.
So there was a famous opera singer. I loved her so much, Montserrat Caballé. She was of Spanish descent, and she sang with Freddie Mercury.
Which track? I have to like.
You know what? Now that's about all I can tell you at this very moment.
I'll find out
tonight.
But
it was really popular. It became very popular, so I'm very open to that. As long as the lyrics, I'm really disturbed by a lot of stuff that's going on.
Well, this is why I mention specifically Kendrick Lamar and even like Wiz Khalifa. These are like the popular ones. Yeah, I listen to the rap music, you know. But because I think that would be such a great combination, and he's so intelligent, and he's so, like, his songs are just really moving.
Well, I think it would be great because, like, currently, for example, I've done shows with Tony Bennett, who I adore, and, you know, he's teamed up with Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
that's some team.
I mean, that is from one
good.
End of the
they
spectrum, to, and they're terrific
they
together.
And you'll find that usually when you have, like, the opposite, you know, music genres that come in together, they're the ones that skyrocket to number one.
Like, when you had
Nelly come... do a duet with Florida Georgia Line, country music and rap, and the people were like, what? And it was like, what, the number one song for I don't even know how many weeks, like, in the country Billboard.
I think that's fantastic, and I'm really open to that.
Did you do Tony Bennett duet?
Not, I haven't yet, but I'd like to. I mean, we were on the same program, you know, we've been on the same program, but we didn't do a duet yet.
I thought that Gaga duet was the height of the music.
It's an amazing combination, really, and it just shows that music, two great artists can...
I didn't think that she was as good as that.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
a lot of people felt that way.
Well, when she first started out, she was doing those piano bars in New York City, so she's always knew how to sing, but she had to come up with her gimmick to get out there first and then do whatever she wanted to do.
And she also has that legitimate voice, which, you know, I come, of course, your audience doesn't know it yet. They didn't hear my music, only those that already know me. She has a legitimate sound also. They call it legitimate, like it's almost like operatic or something. And, you know, there's a lot of singers.
But you broke the heights of the sound barrier, you might say, in your appearances, your entertaining. All your various dates that you've accumulated all over the world.
What? Thank you. Yes.
I know you've been to Canada. I know you've been to Japan. I know you've been to Taiwan. You've been all over the world.
You've been
to Italy and such, and even South America. And everybody acclaimed you. In fact, they just did that in Italy. You just came back from Puglia.
They did.
I read about that. You had a show over there?
The Italian government invited me because they call it a Pugliese nel mondo, like somebody in the world that made it from that region, Puglia region, because my grandparents. So they actually invited me. I went there last October, November, and participated in a very important music conference in Bari, Italy, called Metamix Bari. And then since I was going there, they organized a concert in my grandparents' hometown of Molfetta.
Sweet.
And all of you listening out there, I don't know how many people are from Hoboken. You know, my grandparents emigrated from Molfetta to Hoboken on my mother's side. And at the end of my concert, I speak Italian also now. And I spoke about my grandparents and them coming to Hoboken, New Jersey, and my grandfather's name. And at the end of the concert, a priest, who's now a Monsignor, got up on the stage, and he said my grandfather's nickname was Minguch. Dominic Domenico is Minguch in there. And he's got on the microphone. He said, Minguch. And I said, I can't believe. Oh, it was so moving. It was so incredibly moving, you know.
That's quite an honor. You must have been really overwhelmed with emotion.
I was.
A lot of buddies had relocated to Hoboken.
Many people did. Yeah. And the thing that was interesting for me was people would say, I'm known for Italian music, even though I sing in eight languages. They used to say to me, oh, you know, in Italy, they don't want those old songs and they don't want, they, you know, but that's not true.
No.
That audience went berserk. And then I did also a tribute to my mother's hometown, Hoboken. Of course, I did a Sinatra tune. New York,
you,
of course.
You have to do a Sinatra
and,
if you're in Hoboken.
You know, and so that was that trip. It was amazing.
We're talking so much about the music that you do, so we should actually play one of her tunes, right?
I can't wait.
Pat, are we... Okay, we're going to listen to Anna McCrory.
Yeah, I just want to explain why I chose that. It's one of my favorite that I recorded, and it's called Heart and Soul in Italian. And I'm actually going up to do the Villa Roma, the Sons of Italy, on a convention on Saturday. So I thought it would be great to do some of the old tunes, you know? That's why.
Okay, so let's hear Anna.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. Beautiful.
Ultimate.
And speaking of ultimate, why don't we mention our sponsors before we continue this wonderful conversation with Christina?
Oh, well, they'd want their name mentioned for sure.
Yes, I know.
Oh, absolutely.
I know. So our first sponsor are the 8 Ciccolini Brothers. I know, your cousins. The 8 Ciccolini Brothers. They specialize in home furnishings and appliances.
Yes, they do.
So they also, I mean, if you're looking for a new stove,
those
furniture,
are the people to speak to.
Microwave, dishwasher,
I
wash and
dryer. I recommend them very highly.
You've got to come down to 537 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey.
Remember, you heard that with Christine Fontanelli singing a song.
Yes, maybe we can have her sing the next sponsor.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
And our other sponsor, Garuto's Pork and Pasta Store.
Oh, no fillers.
No fillers.
No fillers.
All natural, no preservatives, no fillers, natural casings.
The best
healthy choice
around.
Of pork, turkey, and chicken. They're located at 108 Franklin Avenue in Nutley, New Jersey.
And Sam Garuto, my cousin.
You never mentioned his first name,
yeah,
Sam.
Yeah, Sam. Sam Garuto.
Hi,
he
Sam.
He has been around for a while. He's taking care of
things
on the home front. Yeah.
All right.
But he's been around a long time, 65 years.
That's a long time.
He's a great man.
That's a long time. Now let's get back to Christina.
There's a lot for the kids, too, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful. We'll touch up on that again later when I mention Garuto's and the 8 Ciccolini Brothers.
Yes, indeed.
But we have so much to discuss with Christina because she's so fascinating. And
she is fascinating. Let's get with it.
You do so much. How long have you been in the business doing this?
I started singing professionally. My first major job was as soprano soloist with the Mantovani Orchestra in the 90s, like 90, 91, I don't know, something like that. And that was and I went all over the country with them, the Kennedy Center, the Philadelphia Academy of Music. I wound up going over to Japan and to Korea with them, which is really fascinating. I have a lot of stories. I love the Japanese people, and the Korean people were so kind. But in Japan, the custom is, you know, at the end of the concert, they'd bring out a big, huge, beautiful bouquet of flowers and give it to the conductor.
She represents our country
magnificently. Not to me. Not to me.
And you sang to two presidents.
I did. I sang in the White House during President Bill Clinton's presidency, and I sang at the inauguration of George W. Bush.
Did Bill ask you out at all?
Oh, stop.
You know
it.
What?
So you're in trouble. This is why I have to take off my shoe.
There you go. See? Take off your wedge of shoe there.
I have to. Give him I have to put him in check. I have to, like, you know, make sure he doesn't
everyone,
step out of line.
But he's not the first one that asked that, though. So, actually, the truth is, that evening, he was called away, President Clinton was called away at yet another crisis, nothing like we're seeing now, but in the Middle East. So he was on a crisis. So unfortunately, he wasn't there.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I didn't have to face that at
Too
all.
Bad.
But his charming ways, but you know.
I went on your website, and I don't know why I found this actually fascinating. I know it's because I'm a fan of his. You were a picture with Dr. Oz.
Yes.
What occasion were you at that you were like with Dr. Well, I love him.
I loved him too. He was so wonderfully nice. And I was singing at the National Organization of Italian American Women had their gala dinner at the St. Regis Hotel in New York City. And they were honoring Dr. Oz's wife. I think her name is Lisa, and wonderful woman herself. And he came along, and the photographers asked us actually to, you know, for me to pose with him. And I love those photographs with Dr. Oz. He was awfully nice.
I was like, I got to ask her about this picture.
There's a lot of controversy now about Dr. Oz.
Oh, we're not. No, see,
no,
this is why.
We're not going there, of course not.
Whatever it is,
you work on your.
Yeah, there you go. Now I can tell you're not Italian.
I never said I was Italian. You said it. I can tell you my native language. Cállate la boca.
There you go. That sounds interesting.
Yes.
I sing in Spanish as well, eight languages.
So what are the languages? You said eight.
I just did a show actually called The Great International Songbook. So Spanish, French, German, Italian, Yiddish, Japanese, Korean, Chinese. I'm working on a song right now, Russian. And I'm actually going to add Portuguese, so, you know, to cover. And I was out in Wyoming. Believe it or not, it was just beautiful. They were so sweet to me. And I did programs for the kids in the school and did my concert, public concert. But they wanted to hear about my show business and my background. And you know what the thing that they focused on the most?
What?
I talked about music and everything. Mm-hmm. But when I said I traveled all over the world and I sang in so many countries and I rode on a camel, you know, like an the kids, they just went crazy, you know? And I sang a little phrase here and there in all different languages, and they just were fascinated.
Where was that?
The camel? That was in Egypt. That was in Egypt. I can tell you funny story, and, you know, amusing stories. I was on tour with a little group, a troupe of opera singers called the Ambassadors of Opera, and we were singing at the Cairo Opera House, and we had a day off. And so we went on a tour, you know, to go see the pyramids and the Sphinx.
Wow. Oh, that's
so
interesting.
It was incredible.
Isn't it incredible?
And then we were near the camels, just three singers, or the tenor, another soprano, myself, and they got on the camel, and I was scared to get on the camel. But it was
scared.
Either get on the camel or be left behind, you know. In this, so
Christina
I got
will
on
not
the
be
camel,
left behind.
And then I was on the camel, and we're riding on the camel, and you know, it's kind of a great.
How was that? Is it the same like riding a horse?
You know, they're really rude. The camels.
They
make these.
I know they spit
noises.
And then they,
spit, and you know, but it's
they get ornery, they don't move.
Exactly, they get ornery, sort of
like you.
Lou.
Oh my god, you and I said like you at the same time,
sort of like you, Lou. You know,
I knew I was gonna beat my match.
You're getting,
tonight.
You're getting,
but it's
getting
so funny. I was on this camel, and they were saying, the other two were saying, There's the Sphinx, and I'm like, where's the Sphinx? I didn't see it because I always thought it was so big, it's really not as big as the pyramids. So I turned, and there was the Sphinx. So that's my story about
yes.
I have so many stories from being on tour, including in Africa and a safari and so many
That's
things.
That's fascinating.
You know, you've seen it
thank
all.
Thank you. Well, I don't know if
you've
I've seen it all, but
you've
I've seen a lot.
You
I have.
And you got a lot more to
I mean,
see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So which language did you find the most difficult to learn? to
That's
sing
a great
in
question. You know, I mean, it's a toss up. Japanese is very similar to Italian. A, E, E, O, U are the vowel sounds. The only issue is if you mix up one vowel, you might be saying
something completely different.
The Korean language is really not easy. And I sang a beautiful song in Korean. It's so beautiful. It's about the mountain in North Korea that they have relatives there, but they can only look at the mountain now because they can't cross into, you know, everyone's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Sad.
It's the most beautiful
song. For your information,
we have song.
Korean listeners.
Do you?
Yes, we
Kamsahamnida.
Positively do. Yes, we
that's
do.
It. And,
welcome. Welcome aboard.
And Japanese. Hajimemashite dozo yoroshiku. Yeah, nice to meet you in Japanese. And
I just know how to say I love you. Wahani.
There you go. That's well, it. That's important.
I thought I was going to use it sometime this year, but that didn't turn out to be the case. So aww. No wahani over here.
Oh. Well, at least you know it for the future.
Oh, you know, in case, you know, it should happen, I'll be ready. Wahani, Lou. I know how to say it in French, too, but, you know, again, who am I going to tell it?
Well, it's useful, you know.
My dog.
You never know, Daisy.
Never know. Yeah,
for your listeners, Daisy's very beautiful. So
thank you.
Is anyone out there that wants her to say that to them? I love you in French or Japanese.
Whoever you say that to is very lucky.
There you go.
Very fortunate.
That's another story, Christina, for off the air.
Shall we hear
We'll do
another
show. We'll start a different show about that.
Talk about my broken heart.
Aww.
But anyway, let's get back to you. Oh, have you ever had a, did you ever do a duet with
Lucy Singer?
Not you.
Oh.
An opera singer, like, that's really famous and well-known that I would know?
Oh, you know, that's
who,
a hard one.
Who am I thinking of? I'm thinking of
Luciano Pavarotti or Placido Domingo.
Lou. No, not Lou. Now you got me saying Lou.
Andrea Bocelli.
I love him.
Well, you know, we are working on that. My manager has been, I'm really close, and I'm praying that that happens because I love him so much. And very close to singing with Andrea Bocelli. But, you know, the irony is I wound up being the PBS TV host in Central Park for Andrea Bocelli's concert. I was there with four distinguished PBS hosts, including Paula Zahn. And that was my first appearance on PBS. So there
That's
I was.
Oh, Paula Zahn, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The music that you have on your CDs, I mean, who writes the music? Do you write some of the music? Are they like revisions of other
songs? Most of them are famous songs already. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, I have never written a song. I don't know why. I get an inspiration for other things, you know, even for writing. I wrote a poem, but a song, some of the lyrics I have changed. So some of that is creatively mine, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, up until now, I've sung mostly things that are just famous songs, right, classic songs, you know?
Which is your favorite? Of all the songs that you've ever done, which is the one that like really has touched to the point that you could just break down and...
Whoa, that's
a good
question. I got a song
that takes that title.
Would you like to tell us? Which one is
Ave
it?
Ave Maria.
Oh, I love that one. I love that. That makes me cry every
pass
time.
Out? Isn't there singing that song?
Maybe we should play that one.
So help
Do you
me
know,
God.
I was interviewed by a magazine. They asked me, you know, what was the song I've most requested? It's definitely the Ave Maria. And it's been requested from people that it has no religious meaning for.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it really is.
Sing one little line now.
I'm not in great voice.
And I'll put her on the spot, but I just love that song.
She sang it
so much.
To a friend of mine's wake.
Grazie plena, Maria, grazie plena, Maria, grazie plena. And if they would like to hear the rest
Wow.
I mean, it's on my
CD, actually.
You know,
I've been very emotional the last couple of months.
Now acapella.
I just want to cry.
Acapella.
A good cry, like a good cleansing
good,
cry.
Good.
Yeah. We should hear more music.
She sang that in the church in St. Lucie's already one night. I was
have
there
you?
One afternoon.
I have sung that all over the country.
All over the world.
James,
not
in churches and...
James's funeral, my friend.
Yes.
And she sang that song at his funeral home, at funeral services.
That's a beautiful song.
A close friend to her and to me.
Now, just for the listeners to understand.
She came down. She was a friend. And she came down, performed her services to a mutual friend of mine.
Well, because whenever I can, I try to do it because
you're wonderful. You travel.
You share your gift that came from.
Well, it's important, and for your listeners that don't know, the Ave Maria, of course, you know, we dedicate it to the Blessed Mother, I've sung it in Japan, for example, on Christmas shows, and they just love it. And to them, it's not religious. My friends are Jewish, and they just love it, and they ask me to sing it. But when I sing it, I am dedicated to my faith, and I really do dedicate it to the Blessed Mother. And many times I asked her to take care of my own mother, and she passed away last December. So
I'm sorry.
I believe she was protected, divinely protected, because of the many times that I had sung that.
When you were just singing it right now, like the energy from you singing it, I felt it.
Wow.
Like I really felt it. Like, oh, I'm thinking to myself, don't cry, Daisy.
Isn't it just sweet?
I love that song anyway, but being so, I've never been so close to someone who sang it like so with such power, and you just did it like in a drop of a hat.
Aww.
You're really talented, but you didn't need me to tell you that.
Oh well, it never hurts.
Sing Mama.
Oh yes, we're gonna play that right now.
Well, you know,
we played it. Okay.
Yes.
I chose that actually because that's the number two song I'm asked to sing all the time. And it really goes along with the Ave Maria for the Blessed Mother, my mama, who's now in Paradiso, my mama Francesca. So this is Mama.
Tender embrace.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful talent. You're such a talented individual. Yes. As we opened the show.
Absolutely.
With those comments.
And Lou,
it's so wonderful to have her here.
She has a couple of shows that we really, really need to let the public know. But before we do, I just want to thank one more time our sponsors, the H. Iacolini Brothers, located at 537 Franklin Avenue in Nutley. Their phone number is 973-661-2100. They have everything from A to Z with a full inventory of appliances and anything for your home furnishings. And Garuda's Pork and Pasta Store, located at 108 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey. Their phone number is 973-667-7606. So thank
wonderful
you to our
choice.
Wonderful sponsors. Now, Christina, you and I were talking off air about these very important shows that you have coming up. Let's, you know, talk about
those. Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Well, the next one, big one that I'm at the Villa Roma, everybody. Just in case you'd like to come to Villa Roma in the Catskills, it's the New York State Sons of Italy Convention, and I will appear there on Saturday night. But after that, we have something in the Vineyard in the North Fork of the Hamptons on Long Island. It's a very beautiful spot. It's Saturday, July 18 at 7 p.m., and it's under the auspices of Opera in the Hamptons. We're going to do Christina Fontanelli and her fabulous friends from opera to Broadway. So, you know, everyone can log on to my website.
Yes,
that would be the
website.
Best thing to do. www.christinafontanelli.com. Christina Fontanelli is spelled C-R. There is no H. C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Fontanelli means little fountains in Italian, and that is F like Frank, O-N-T-A-N-E-L-L-I. www.christinafontanelli.com, and you can also get information at our office at 212-217-6181, 212-217-6181. And then I'd like to tell you, please mark your calendars. We have people coming from all over the world to the 12th annual Christmas in Italy show, which in New York City will be Saturday, December 5th. At 3 p.m., we always do an afternoon show because people bring their kids, bring their grandparents, their aunts, their uncles, their cousins.
Well, it's a great show. I've been here a couple times.
Yeah, Christmas in Italy.
Couldn't make last year, though. It was impossible for me to make it.
So this is going to be the 12th year that you're doing?
This is the 12th annual Christmas in Italy. We just scheduled for the first time in Delray Beach, Florida, on Tuesday, December 15th at 3 p.m. We will have Christmas in Italy. We will also do Christmas in Italy on the West Coast. It's been there. This will be the fourth year in San Diego area, which probably will be Sunday, December 19th or around there, and probably in Los Angeles as well. I love this quote. We had a magical time, two Italian boys from Brooklyn. So if you want to come and if you want to hear mandolins and children, we have children singing and dancing and the accordion and guitar and the choir and everything you could possibly think of that's Italian at Christmas time. Please come, and also to get more information at this moment, log on to www.christinafontanelli.com or call our office 212-217-6181. The tickets will go on sale very shortly for both of these events, and we really hope you can make it and bring your kids. Bring your grandma. We had a woman in there, 97 years old.
Wow.
She loved it so much that her birthday's on June 1st, and she came for her 98th birthday to my show on Long Island. So this is how much people are impressed by
this
what
is
goes
wonderful.
On.
Yes. Wonderful. Absolutely. So all the information is on your website.
Yes.
So
also my CDs. You can log on my website and purchase my CDs, get more information. Please friend me on Facebook all over the world. You know, friend me on Facebook, Christina Fontanelli. And thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thank you for being
tonight.
Here. Speaking of Facebook, real quick, because now you reminded me that if anybody wants to email me, Daisy, or Lou, you can email us at thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com. That was it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And you'll get a call back from Daisy.
Oh, personally.
Personally.
And I want to thank my dear friend Lou Cicenia for inviting me here and for his friendship through the years and introducing me to all the lovely people from Nutley, New Jersey and this area. And a special shout out to Carmen Orecchio, who hasn't been feeling very well. I pledge to sing him Mama, which is his favorite song, as soon as he gets out of that place wherever he is and goes home.
You're How's so that? Sweet.
Yeah, he's in a medical facility. He'll be okay, though. He's doing better. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did sing Mama to him already in the car. We had it set up, you know, into his room where he was not in bed.
In Columbus Day Parade, yeah. We were in the car.
So Mr. Recchio, former governor, you know.
Yes, mayor.
And mayor as well. Governor and mayor.
Oh, both. I didn't know that part.
Yes. And senator for 20 years, president of the Senate. So quite a gentleman.
We're so honored to have you here. I heard so many things about you. I've been hearing Christina Fontanelli since last year, since I started the show. We're going to have her. And, you know, finally.
Yeah, well, she stomps here. You know, she comes here all the time.
Mm-hmm. So it was an honor for me to meet you. And I'm so thank you for singing the little bit of Ave Maria for me.
She put a lot of life into this community, I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm. Well, that really personally meant a lot to me.
I'm so glad, Daisy.
Unknowingly that it was going to mean, you know, that
I'm
you
so
were
glad.
Going to
And I hope, you know, I hope I hear from some of your listeners, because it's always great to get feedback and know that they're out there. And the world is becoming such a small place.
Yes.
You know, you go on a wonderful show like this, the Greater Jersey Buzz. Buzz.
Thank you.
I like that.
Buzz.
And then you hear the buzz back from people, you know. So it's we can change the world one show at a time, you know. I mean, the world needs beautiful music and great
one song at a time, one show at a time. We'll get there. Baby steps, but we'll get there. But on that note, we're going to get ready to say good night. And thank you so much, Christina, for stopping by and battling the New York traffic.
Thank you. Come back and see us again.
We're going to close the show with one more song by Christina called
Oh Mama, the Butcher Boy.
That's a beautiful song. It really is. I love that song.
And until next time, thanks for listening, everyone.
Get along.
thanks for joining us. The Greater Jersey Buzz is about you. So take part in the conversation on our Facebook page and also email us your comments and suggestions to thegreaterjerseybuzz@gmail.com. Till next time.
Hi, I'm Randy Lupo, host of The Randy Lupo Show on Broadband Box Office. Wait, is that a tongue twister or an alliteration? Come meet my favorite people, comedians, actors, writers, spiritual people, and everyone in between. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Prostowski. I invite you to watch Courageous Doctors, an exciting new show on Broadband Box Office about how healthcare is affecting you today.